From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that Art Omai Sculpture Park in Ghent begins its $60 million construction project this spring, building 18 art pavilions and a visitor center in the 190-acre site. Part of that is being paid for by a $2 million grant through the state's Regional Economic Development Council initiative and a $5 million grant from the New York State Council of the Arts. Ruth Adams, co-executive director of Art Omai with Jeremy Adams, said, and I quote, "The pavilions, envisioned as an international arts haven, will beckon visitors to experience unique architectural expressions and legacy art exhibitions and will offer exposure to world-class art collections. This transformation project not only fosters creativity and diversity, but also solidifies Art Omai as a beacon that will attract tourists, locals, and art enthusiasts worldwide," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Maria M. Silva reports in the Times Union that a Bard College faculty member and research scholar and his wife will receive the American Psychological Association's 2024 International Humanitarian Award for their work providing mental health support, psychological education, and research in Afghanistan. The psychologist Saeed Jafar Amani and his wife Zainab Mostabi provided counseling for victims of trauma, bombings, and COVID-19 pandemic and earthquakes in Afghanistan for two decades. The award recognizes, and I quote, "extraordinary humanitarian service and activism by psychologists or a team of psychologists, including professional and/or volunteer work conducted primarily in the field with underserved populations," end quote. The couple founded Burwawan Research and Psychology Services Organization in Afghanistan to provide counseling services to victims of war, to educate future psychologists, and to conduct research. Amadi said in a statement, and I quote, "The contributions of Burwawan have not only saved lives, but have also restored hope and resilience in communities facing adversity. We hope that our legacy serves as an inspiration to psychologists and humanitarian organizations worldwide, emphasizing the profound impact that psychological services can have in times of crisis," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Porcupine Soup reports that officials from the Greene County Bancorp Incorporated will ring the bell to close the NASDAQ Stock Exchange on January 22nd. January 22nd is the local bank's 135th anniversary, and 2024 is the bank's 25th year as a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. Greene County Bank President and CEO Donald Gibson said, and I quote, "We're grateful to all the people who have contributed to the company's remarkable growth since our humble little bank in upstate New York went public in 1999, end quote. The bank has 19 branches across the Hudson Valley and Capital Region, with its assets rising from $151 million in 1999 to more than $2.6 billion today. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.